lift your hands to Him. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah.
I'm just as surprised as you are, but we just want to welcome you guys to the house of the Lord. How many of you are glad to be here this evening? Amen. Let's try a new one, a different one. I don't know if we've sang this one here or not, but it's called Waymaker. Should be in there. So it just goes like this. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, and waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, I worship you. I worship you. Amen. Just give him a hand clap of praise. Amen. All right, so we'll sing one more here, and then we're going to change the order of the service and just bring some needs to the Lord. Let's sing that song, Just Any Day Now, I think. See, I'm glad that Just Any Day Now, He's coming back. I mean, I am so glad that we are close. We are so close, and I'm so thankful for that. Just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for been watching, and I've been waiting, just any day now, His face I'll see. Each time I stop, take the time to look around me, I see the signs of His appearing everywhere. Things He said would come to pass are now before me. I can feel the strange excitement in the air. So just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. Oh, I've been watching, and I've been waiting, just any day now, His face I'll see. Let's sing that one more time. Just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. Oh, I've been watching, and I've been waiting, just any day now, His face I'll see.
Amen.
All right, we're just going to bring some requests now. I'd like to ask Brother Bill if he would come up and lead us in prayer. We have many who are traveling, and we have several who are sick among us, so we just want to bring them forward. Brother Steve, he is away preaching. We just want to remember Sister Jackie Sylvester, and we want to remember Brother Keith. He is having to travel. He's having to travel for work, and he's going to be away for several days, so we just want to remember him. We want to remember Brother Jaron. I believe he is also on call working today. We want to remember the McCaffertys. They are away as well. And we also want to remember Brother Matt. He is away preaching as well this evening. We also need to remember the Cockmans. They are traveling. And I believe Lorian is still in India, right? So we want to remember her as well. Let's remember Sister Carrie Whitlock. She left right before service. She was not feeling well, so we just want to lift her up in prayer. Let's also remember the Ivies. They are away this evening. Brother Jeremy Clavel, he is homesick as well. Let's also remember Brother Danny Florian. He's not with us this evening. And Brother Peter Coffey, he is traveling for work as well. And we want to remember Brother Roger Gibbs, he's working this evening as well. And we also want to remember Sister Carol Henley's brother that was mentioned this morning. And as we all know, we want to still remember Brother Larry Pruitt with what he's going through. He wanted to be remembered still. And he also wanted us to remember his neighbor, Doug Martin, who also has pancreatic cancer. And he wants us to remember him in prayer. So, as Brother Bill comes, let's sing that song, Only Believe. I love singing that song whenever we bring needs to the Lord. So,
only believe. Only believe that all things are possible. Only believe. Oh.
before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful to be here this evening to hear from you, Lord. Speak to our hearts, we pray, through the ministry. No matter where we are, Lord, with these requests, people away, seem like half the church is not here, but you are ever present, Lord, Lord. No matter where we're at, what situation we're in, Lord, you are there just at the near calling. And we just praise you, Lord, for being who you are and being our husband, being our shepherd, being our comforter, Lord, our peace. And we are nothing without you. We just ask you to come among us this evening. Bless each person, Lord. Anoint us, Lord, with your spirit. Bless the ministry, Lord, with your word. Speak to our hearts, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, you may have your seats. As you're being seated, we'll speed things up a little bit here. Let's sing that song, Meeting in the Air. So I know we sing that one a lot here, but I like that one. It's a good fast song, too. So, oh, you have heard of little Moses in the bulrush. You have heard of fearless David and his sleep. You have heard the story told of dream Joseph and of Jonah and the whale you often see. And there are many, many others through the Bible. I should like to meet them all, I do declare. By and by the Lord will surely let us meet them at that meeting in the air. Oh, there is going to be a meeting in the air, in the sweet, sweet by and by. I am going to meet you over there, in that home beyond the sky. Oh, such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear. 'Twill be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son will be the leading one at that meeting in the air. Oh, many things will there be missing in that meeting, for the mourner's bench will have no place at all. There will never be a sermon preached to sinners, for the sinner had refused to heed the call. There will be no mourning over wayward loved ones. There will be no lonely nights of pleading prayer. All our burdens and our anguish will be lifted at that meeting in the air. Oh, there is going to be a meeting in the air, in that sweet, sweet by and by. Oh, I am going to meet you over there, in that home beyond the sky. Oh, such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear. 'Twill be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son will be the leading one at that meeting in the air. Oh, and there is going to be a meeting in the air, in that sweet, sweet by and by. Oh, I am going to meet you over there, in that home beyond the sky. Such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear. 'Twill be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son will be leading one at that meeting in the air. Amen. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. All right. At this time, I'd like to ask Sister Sarah and Sister Ashley if they would come. They have a special for us.
I lift up my head, I sing out a song. I'll fix my eyes on Jesus till the things of this earth all pass away. The Savior, and you'll find a life more abundant and free. I lift up my head, I sing out a song, I'll fix my and mercy overshadow my deepest despair through death to life everlasting. Jesus leads on and will follow. Jesus leads on, and we follow him there. I lift up my head, I sing out a song, and I'll fix my eyes on Jesus. fix my eyes on Jesus, still the things of this earth all pass away. How fix my eyes on Jesus, and I'll fix my eyes on Jesus.
Amen. Let's stand and we'll take our offering. If you would just play something. Brother Andy, if you would lead us. Sing that song, Have Your Way, as Brother Barry comes.
Have your way, have your way, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts and have your way.
Father, we invite your blessing on this service tonight. And Lord, as we bow in your presence, and Lord, to acknowledge your greatness among us, we believe, Lord, that you care about all the folks that are not with us that are hurting tonight and need a touch from you. We commit them faithfully into your hands, Lord. We know, Lord Jesus, that you know the end from the beginning. Nothing ever surprises you. Nothing ever overwhelms you. And Lord, therefore, we have confidence as we come and bring our requests and our petitions before you. Lord, just minister to each and every heart, we pray. In Jesus' lovely name, amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to turn it right directly to Brother Tim this evening here and just trust that the Lord will speak to your hearts. And Brother Tim has been among us many times from Ghana in Africa and does a great work not only there but in other parts of the world as well and travels extensively and into China this year and got lots of miles on him. I told him he got a little bit of gray hair, but that happens to the best of us. So we appreciate him taking the time to be with us tonight. And let's sing that little chorus, There Is None Like You, and No One Else Can Touch My Heart Like You Do, as Brother Tim takes it tonight. F, I think it is. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you.
There is none like Jesus. There is none like Him. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be worshipped. He deserves all the glory, the honor, and adoration. There is none like Him. Let's give a clap offering to our Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. He's so great. He's so wonderful. And there is none like Him. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the first and the last. He's the all in all. He's so wonderful. The only Savior, the only Redeemer, the only Healer, the all in all. May His holy name be praised. We greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a privilege again to be here this evening to share fellowship together around the reveal word of our day. And I want to thank our pastor, Brother Barry, for giving me this opportunity to be here this evening. And I thank my nephew, Daniel, that drove me down here this evening. God bless you, and God bless every one of you. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we want to thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to serve you in this mortal season. We are grateful that, Lord, you came to us to reveal yourself in us. You choose us. You could have chosen other people. But Lord, among the millions and the billions on earth, we've been favored to be part of the chosen ones. And we want to say thank you. And we pray that your purpose of choosing us, let it be accomplished to the glory of your name. Be with us. Forgive us of our shortcomings. And minister unto us that we'll grow from grace to grace and from glory to glory. We thank you so much for all that has been done, even the services this morning. And Lord, we pray that you will help us whatever we need today. You promised to provide us our needs. So give to us that which we need for this evening. Thank you. In the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. Let's read a portion of the scriptures. Genesis chapter 1, and then we try to read from the book of Luke, just to encourage ourselves, because the scripture says we should do that. As we see the days in which we are living and we hear a lot of things happening, we are here to encourage ourselves, strengthen ourselves, to keep pressing on. Love the Lord with all our heart and with everything that is in us. Let's read Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. Or let's start from verse 1 to. And in the beginning, God created the heavens, the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen. Let's read from Luke chapter 1. And the Gospel sent Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. To save time, let's read from Let's read from verse 44. For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of His word. Shall we please be seated? Hallelujah. So we are happy to be in the house of the Lord, and it's always a privilege to be in God's house, because there is no better place for us to be than to be in His house. And we are happy. And it's a privilege to serve the Lord. God has given us this opportunity to serve Him in this mortal season, and so that we'll be blessed. It is a favor that God gives us. It is an opportunity to serve the Lord. And so we are very much blessed to be given this opportunity to serve the Lord and to walk in the light. Amen. And just to encourage ourselves, I want us to speak on, there shall be a performance. The scripture says, blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. When God speaks or God makes a promise, He will always perform it. He will always bring it to pass, regardless of what. It might take time, but it will come to pass. The prophet of God said, we get in hurry. Sometimes we are in hurry. We wanted to do it a certain time for us. But God also has His own program. And He works by His program. The prophet said, God is never in hurry. It looks slow, but He said, it always, the clock moves on time. So let us be encouraged that all that the Lord has spoken concerning us, concerning you, will be fulfilled. Because we have been taught in the scriptures that one iota, one knot, one comma, nothing will fail. And Brother Branham said, God will fulfill His word to the letter. Remember, He has a plan before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Before we came here, before there was Adam, before there was a star, before there was any creation, He had a plan already. And that's why the scripture tells us the Lamb of God was slain in the thought of God before the foundation of the world. And He was slain for a purpose. Yes, sir. And the purpose for which the Lamb was slain in the thought of God. And not only was He slain, but He said our names were also put in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. So your name, my name, God already designed His own program. And nothing can change it. Yes, nothing can alter it. And therefore, as children of God, we should rest assured that our Father and our God will bring His word to pass, no matter what.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When He spoke in the beginning, the Bible tells us the earth was without form and void and darkness and whatever confusion it was in. But when He said, let there be light, the prophet of God said it might have taken hundreds and thousands of years. But it came to pass. Because God believes His word. And as children of God, we are admonished to believe the word of the Lord, even as our Father believes. He's not in a hurry. He has a plan. He has a purpose. Sometimes we pray, we say, oh Lord, do it this day. But He has His own plan. He answers, oh, praise the Lord. Yes, Brother Branham said, every prayer we offer to God, God answers it. Every prayer. He said, if God say no, he said, his no's are as good as his yes. Because what do we want? We want his will to be done. So if God say no, he said we should be rejoicing in that no as we rejoice in the yes. Because his no is as good as his yes. So you just have to accept what he says. Receive what he says and believe what he says. He answers prayer in his own time, in his own way. Remember, he answers prayer. Every prayer we offer to God, the prophet said, God answers it. He has a time. He has a program. Just like the story of Elizabeth and Zacharias. The Bible said they were righteous. They were walking according to the ordinances of the Lord for their day. The man and the woman, they were both righteous before the Lord. And they were serving the Lord, and they were doing whatever they have to be done, or whatever. They were among the few of that age, the elect of their day.
Yeah, right.
And the Bible said, but Elizabeth, she was a barren. As faithful as they were, even when the angel came to Mary and spoke to her, the angel said to Mary, even your cousin Elizabeth, who is a barren, even she, in her old age, has conceived.
Amen.
Dear ones, time means nothing to God. Age means nothing to God. Distance means nothing to God. Our God is able, and our God is alive, and our God is real.
Amen.
And it's reading the scripture, it said, when the angel came to Zachariah in the temple, he was in the temple, he was doing whatever he's supposed to do, as he has to lead, at that time maybe leading the prayer meeting, or leading the congregation. What about if he didn't go to church that day? But he was in church. Hallelujah. And then, while he was in service of the Lord, and he turns around, he saw a man by his right side. And fear came upon him. Because, how would I fear the same? You would, everybody. Because just walking there, he has been there, and all of a sudden, whoo! And the angel said, the man said, don't fear, I'm angel Gabriel. That stands in the presence of the Lord. I have been sent to you to let you know that your prayer has been heard.
Yes.
God answers prayer.
Yes.
We're not supposed to depend upon our feelings. I didn't feel anything. You don't have to feel. You have to believe. Because the scripture says, when you pray, feel. He said, when you pray, believe. He didn't say, when you pray, feel. No, no, no. He's the high priest that can be touched. He can be touched by the faith of our infirmities. What you believe. Brother Brand said, it's not what you say, it's what you believe. What you believe. So he said, when you pray, believe that the high priest will be touched by our infirmities. And the angel can say, your prayer has been heard. God has answered your prayer. How long were they praying? This, they might have been married for 30, 40 years or plus. Because the Bible says they were all striking in age. They were old. So they might have prayed and prayed. Maybe they've lived for about 50 years in marriage life. Because if it was young, if they were young men, it would have been easy to believe. But Zachariah said, oh, what is this? He said, I am old. And my wife is also old. You remember God told Abraham, is there anything too hard for me to do? Because Abraham and Sarah were also old. And so when even God spoke to Abraham and he spoke to Sarah, he told Abraham what would be. He said, Sarah laughed. Even Abraham himself laughed. Abraham also laughed. He said, would a child be born to somebody that is old like me? So Abraham laughed. And Sarah laughed. And God said, hey, is there anything too hard for me to do? If there was nothing too hard yesterday for God to do, there is nothing too hard today for God to do. Just believe when you call upon his name. The angel said to Zechariah, your prayer has been heard. Your wife is going to give birth. And Zechariah began to give excuses. He said, you know, I am an old man and my wife is also old. But what is old age to God? They might have been written off. Or they might even have written off themselves that, okay, where we are now is all right. We've prayed and prayed, but it's okay. But it's not okay with God. Because he has a plan. He has a program. He has a type that he has set for them. Oh, no wonder Habakkuk said the vision is for an appointed time. Right. He said, even if it tarries, wait for it. Because it will come to pass. Every word of God will be fulfilled. Every word of God. Every word of God will be fulfilled, and God will fulfill his word to the letter. So the angel told him, your prayer has been heard. And Zechariah began to argue with the angel, talk with the angel, you know, my wife is old, and what will people think about this? And it does not matter what people will think. What matters is what God says. And we should always remember, it is not what people think or somebody think. It is what God says. And we should always remember that you are not answerable to God for anybody. You will just answer to God for your own actions. For your own conduct. For your own attitude. For your attitude towards the word of God. What you think about Christ. And what you think about what God says. Whatever way you behave, God will make you to answer for it. Amen. It does not matter what I do to you or what I do against you. It is your response.
Yes. Yes.
It is what you do when something is said about you or something is done against you. Yes, something wrong might have been done against you. Something bad might have been said against you. But what did you do? What is your own action? How did you react when that thing was done or that thing was said? You'll be answerable to God for that. So we have been asked as children of God to have the Lord always before us. That before we do anything, like the prophet said, what would Jesus do? How would Jesus react? Because the way Jesus is to react, that is the way we are expected to act. Because we have the spirit of Jesus Christ in us. And the prophet said, he has no mouth on the earth, but we are his mouthpiece. He has no hands, but we are his hands. We are his feet. We are his foot. He just needs somebody to act through, to walk through, to express himself through. It is very important for us also to pray that even when we come to church and the word of the Lord is preached, we should get the right revelation, the right understanding, to get what the Lord is trying to get across to us.
Yeah, right.
Now, if they ask you a question and you miss the question, you misunderstand the question, you will give a wrong answer.
Right.
If the word of the Lord is preached and you don't get the right understanding, you will be erred in the wrong way. May the Lord help us. When you have a misconception, your attitude, your action, and everything will be according to you, you will actually misbehave. You will act in a way you are not supposed to act. Sometimes we think about, oh, this brother is thinking this, or that sister think this. Sometimes everything will look like that. Oh, he might be thinking this about me. He might be, and he might not. So if you have a misconception, then you have misbehavior. Because the way your conception be, that is what you will deliver. If you miss, you continue to miss. So there will be a misbehavior because there is a misconception.
Amen.
Then the attitude will be wrong.
Right.
Then the reaction will be wrong. Then the results will be wrong. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So that we can have the right attitude. The right attitude towards everybody. The prophet of God said, Christianity is not what we say, or what you say is what you live. The Lord help us to live this word that has been ministered to us, and has been ministered to us, will be made flesh in us. That we became the word made flesh, the light of the day. The purpose of this message that we have today is the reflection of Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ will live his life in us, Christians, Christ-like, images of Christ. God believes his word. Hallelujah. When he gave a promise, he said, he spoke in the word, and he said, let there be light. No matter how many years it took, the light came, because God knew the light will come.
Amen.
They might move a little, slow by slow, bit by bit, but it will go, because the spoken word cannot fail. There is power, there is creative power in the word of the Lord. The power that was in the word of the Lord, at the beginning, when God said, let them be light, that same power is in the word of God today.
Yes, amen.
It has never changed. It has never changed, brothers and sisters. May God give us grace to have the right conception and receive the word in the right place.
Amen.
Because if you don't receive it in the right place, it will not bring forth what it's supposed to bring forth. The angel said to Zechariah, your prayer has been heard.
Yes.
Or it is something that should have made Zechariah to be rejoicing. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But they begin to question. Oh, I'm an old man. The angel would have said, so what? And my wife is also, so what? That's why the Bible says we should cast down reasons. It's our enemy. And believe. He said, Brother Bram said, it is what you believe. For him to cut, he begin to reason. I'm an old man. I have prayed. I think it's too late. But it's never too late with God. There is nothing that is too late for God. God, the prophet, the scripture tells us, God swore by himself to Abraham. He said, I swore by myself that in blessing I will bless you. That sheep shall possess the gate. By myself I have sworn. I've sworn by myself. And every word that God gives, he stands behind it. He stands behind his word today, even this very hour. Blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of it. If we believe, then there will be a performance of it. You don't have to question you. We don't have to. Just take what the Lord says. Before I left home, I had a prayer. After one Sunday service, and we preach, and I felt led for a prayer line, and almost everybody come to pray. And then, I just after the service, there was a boy about 4 years. He has not been taking yogurt, and he has an allergy, so yogurt and milk taste that. But after the service, he told his mother, he said, I want to eat yogurt. The mother said, no, it's not good for you. He said, I have been prayed for. They went home. He said, I want to drink milk. He said, I have been prayed for. And it's finished with him today. Jesus spoke to us about childlike faith. He told the mother right on the church ground, the premises, when he said, I have been prayed for. Give me the yogurt, I will eat. They went to him and said, look, he said, I want to drink milk. He said, I have been prayed for. Good. Don't let anything stand on your faith, the way between you and your word, the word of the Lord. Right. If we can have that childlike faith, we'll get far. We have to cast down reasons. Because our God is the same. We are the one that is limiting ourselves. The prophet said, when God made man in the beginning, he made man to be superior, to control everything, the birds, the fishes, the animals. Man was made to be superior and a mature God. He said, when Adam fell, he was a son of God, he has authority, he has a dominion of heaven, he fell. But when the second Adam came to redeem us, he redeemed us back there. Yeah. To go right back there. But then we begin to think. And then we begin to reason. And then the pipeline is blocked. Clogged. And then if we can get ourselves out of the way and just follow the word of the Lord, believe it, then there shall be a performance of it.
Amen.
Because time means nothing to God. Age means nothing to God. Distance means nothing to God. The angel told Zachariah, I am Angel Gabriel. I'm sent from the presence of the Lord to tell you this thing that I'm telling you. Instead of you to receive that, you are questioning. We come and the pastor comes or the minister comes and he stand behind the pulpit. God sent him. God gave him a message. God gave him a word. Speak this. Say this. And he comes and we say, it might be so mind because you know about this, you know about that. Somebody might have told him. Yes, somebody speaks to him. The Holy Spirit. If we can look away from man, so now we get so used to, it's the pastor, but he knows about my family. No! If we can get ourselves out of the way to know that this man that stands, I pray to God, Lord, speak to me. I want to hear from you.
Amen.
No matter who stands behind the pulpit, I just want to hear from you.
Amen.
Brother Brennan said, when the children are hungry, God will feed them. If God spoke through a donkey, what about his servants?
Good.
May God help our saints. So don't become an hindrance to yourself, to the blessings that God is giving to you. That's why we have to cast down reasons and forget that, oh, I know him. I know the... No. God takes possession of that vessel. God speaks through his chosen vessels because Brother Branham said, God does not use mechanical devices, but man is God's agent. Amen. God's agent are his men that he uses. But then you have to recognize it. You have to receive it, and you have to respect it and reverence it so that it will be a blessing to you. May the Lord help us. I read in the scripture when Sister Anna, Samuel's mother, was in the temple praying. And when he was praying, the pastor mistook. He said, oh, woman, how long are you going to be in this drunkenness? She said, oh, pastor, I'm not drunk, but I have a belly. There is something on my heart. If your pastor will say that about you, I will never step in that church again. How can a pastor, spiritual pastor, say that I'm drunk? It's not spiritual, it's kind of, it's... Our attitudes matter a lot. Our approaches. May God help us. Because of our attitude, in many things, many of us, our attitudes has affected us. When Eli spoke and he told Anna, he said, woman, how long are you? He said, please, I'm not drunk. I just have a burden. I'm looking to God. I'm praying. I'm seeking the face of God. And then Allah said, oh, may God grant you your heart desires. May God be with you. May God... She said, amen. It changed everything around her.
Amen.
She believed it. She took what the pastor said. She received the word. She came to the church. She heard the word. And she received what the pastor said. And she went home and she had a resource. She came back after 3 years. Said, I was that woman that was here. You remember a woman that came and you even said he was drunk. And I told you I was that woman. God has given me my heart desire. God has done it for me. God answers prayer. God answers prayer. God is the same. When we pray, we are taught to believe that you receive it. It's not that you are going to receive it. Say, believe that you have received it, you have it, and you shall receive it. That's why it's the high priest of our confession, not our feelings. What we confess. He said, what we confess is, then Jesus takes it up. He said, this is your daughter's and your son's confession. Your son is confessing. Your daughter is confessing that you have already done it. Your son, your daughter has received it already. And then as we confess, Brother Branham said, God will make our bodies obey our confession. Blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance. When God speaks, regardless of what, he will bring it to pass. And the prophet said, you don't have to be afraid. He said, now, if God speaks and you are afraid that God will not keep his word, you are scared, afraid that God will not keep his word, that the word that the Lord has spoken will not come to pass, he said it is an insult to God.
Yes.
You insult him. This is too much for me. May God help us. If our fathers believe, why can't we believe? If our fathers didn't question, why are we questioning? Because we have a lot of examples that we can refer to. That God did this and God did that. That same God is alive today. That is the message of the hour for us to know that Jesus Christ, the theme of the prophet message, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. This should not just be theory or just speaking. It should be realities in our lives. To take him at his word. The very God that said, let there be. And it came to pass. He believes his own word. And because he believes his own word, his word always comes to pass.
Yes.
And we have to believe his word. So that the word will be fulfilled in our lives. Because God is faithful. He may not come in the time or the way you're looking for, but it will come to pass. You believe it? Elizabeth and Zechariah might have been praying from their since they get married. Because once you get married, you want to have child. You want to have child. You want to have child. The prophet said it was a reproach in those days not to have a child. But today, it's a joy. Because nobody wants to get old. Yeah. And sometimes even we look down upon people. Oh, you just born. You are born. You giving birth again? You are expecting again? Don't walk on those grounds. And don't despise people because they give birth and they give birth again. You are not the one that gives children. It's God that gives it. So don't despise anything that God is giving. If you don't want it, oh fine. Keep it to yourself. The one that wants it, let God give it.
Yeah,
oh, praise the Lord. Blessed is he that believeth. Because there shall be a performance of it. The angel told Zechariah, look, I'm Angel Gabriel. You have doubted my word. Hallelujah. And the angel said, you are not going to speak again. And that will be a sign to you that my word will come to pass. I thank God that God overruled. God went above Zachariah's unbelief. May God go above our unbelief. May God go above our reasons. So that his promised word will be fulfilled in our lives. No matter how ridiculous it looks and seems, God, when he speaks, he's able to bring it to pass.
Yes, sir.
When he gave the promise to Abraham, right from the Garden of Eden, even when he spoke about the seed of the woman, he said it took 4,000 years, but God knew it would happen. The seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. He said the enemy came in when he wanted to destroy that seed. Hold. The prophet said, God said, the seed of the woman. And he was looking. He said, he killed a bear. He thought he had he succeeded. No, he missed it there. And every age, he continued even to miss. And then came a Moses. When Moses was in Egypt, when the parents conceived and Moses was given, he said, they have already given an order.
Yes, sir.
That all the male bones, the deliverer, should be killed. They suspect there will be a deliverer. And they wanted to kill that deliverer. But listen, God has decreed and God has purpose. And nothing can stop it.
Amen.
They could not stop that program of God. And nothing can stop the program of God.
Amen.
Only believe.
Yeah.
And how was it done?
They took God at his word. Moses' mother and father, Amram and Yochebed, they took God at his word. When even God told them, put the baby in the river.
Yeah.
Make a basket, little ark, and put the baby there.
Right.
For what reason? This God said, put it there.
Yeah.
He knows more than we do.
Amen.
He knows the right way. He knows the best way. He knows more than us. So we don't have to. How can our small brain here want to? He said, my words are higher than your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Just believe me. Leave it in my hands.
Amen.
Cast your cares upon me.
Yeah.
Your worry, cast it on me.
Yeah.
You believe me. See me in action. You surrender to me. I will lead you. I will make a way where there is no way. Oh, he's still doing that today.
Yeah.
He's still making a way. He's still providing. He's still healing. He's still delivering.
Amen.
Only believe.
Yeah, good.
To them that believe, there shall be a performance. And they took that baby and they put that baby. They did the act according to the word of the Lord. God help us.
Yes, sir.
To follow the word of the Lord. Cast down reasons. And when they did it and they put it on the ark on the water with the baby in, they didn't even name the baby. God just said, just put it to be taken care of. Don't worry about it. And right there, the angels of the Lord guided that ark to the place that if you think, say, oh, it should not have been here. He went right to the Pharaoh's quarters. The place that the baby was being looking for to be killed. The wrong place, we'll say. But that is just where God wants the baby to go. Because he had a plan already. He has a program already. And before we came here, he had a program already. He had a plan for your life. He had a plan for my life. He has his program, not your program. He's looking at his own program. He purchased us. He bought us. If you buy something, I have a purpose to buy this thing. I bought it, so I have a purpose for it.
Yeah.
You didn't buy it. So it is not for style, for fashion. There is a reason. And there is a reason why he bought you.
Yeah.
There is a reason why he called you. There is a purpose. And sometimes we fail because I look at Brother Barry. Oh, sister. And you said, oh, look at that sister. Look at that. Why not me? But you are a different person and I am a different person. When the Lord Jesus rose again from the dead, and he met Simon Peter and John, and he asked a question to Simon. He said, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said, yes, I do, Lord. He said, feed my lamb, my sheep. He asked him again, do you love me? He said, yeah. He said, feed my lamb. He asked him the third time. Hey, Peter said, Lord, I know it's okay. Jesus told him, when you were a young man, you did this. Now that you are old, somebody has to lead you.
Yeah.
Then Jesus said to Simon, he said, you, follow me. John was there. Then Peter was asking the Lord Jesus, what about John? What about this brother there? Jesus rebuked him.
Yep.
He said, what is that to you? You follow me.
Amen.
Mind your business. Find out what you have been called for.
Amen.
What is that to you? When you begin to look at people and look at this one and look at that one, you will fail. You must know what you have been called for.
Amen.
You must know what you are here for. And then commit yourself to that purpose.
Yes.
Commit yourself to that cause. And see what the Lord will do for you.
Yes.
Because I can never be bothered by a coffee. It's different. The way you can teach them. I cannot do it. I can't make it. No way. No way. I will not even try it. If he's here, you see the board. Oh, yeah, things, this, that. I can't do it. I've been to say, are you going to? I said, no, I will just speak. You just have to be what God has made you. There is no need to try to be like anybody because you are not anybody. You are you. And listen, you are the only person designed that way. You are the only one designed that way. So know what you have been called for. And no matter the difficulties there, stand there. He will take care of you. If God said you should stand there, it means you should stand there. When you leave your God-given grounds, you go into a mess. That's why Abraham in the promised land. Abraham fought against 5 or 6 kings together. When he left the promised land, he was afraid of a young boy, Abimelech. He said, the man will take away my wife, then will kill me. But when he was in the land, his position, he chased with the people of Israel, 300, they fought against 5 kings together and defeated them and rescued Lot. But here, out of the land, he gave his wife to be captured. When we are in our positions, God will take care of us. Because your position is your power.
Yes, sir.
Lion is a very powerful animal. Take him from the land and put him in the water, in the sea. He cannot make it there. Because that is not his place. His strength is on the land. When it's on the land, in the forest, then that's his strength. So you must know your strength. You must know yourself and your position. And stay right there. As a husband, stay in your position. As a wife, stay in your position. As a church member, stay in your position. Young men and young women, stay. Let us abide in our positions. God knows what to do. God knows He knows what to do. He's the same God. Let's believe him. Let's believe because there shall be a performance of it. Is there anything to for me to do? Somebody has to believe. Then God will come on the scene and prove himself that I am God and I change it not. Be patient. And God will bring his word to pass. Because patience is virtue. We are dying today because of impatience. And when we set time and then we say, I'm disappointed. I mean, I'm disappointed in God. God has failed me. God has never failed. But let me tell you what he does. The prophet said, the Christian life, if one is not absolutely centered on Christ, the Word, he said the Christian life seems to hold a lot of disappointments. If one is not absolutely centered on Christ, the Word, he said, listen, he said, those disappointments are God's divine will happening to us. He said they may not look like that, but they are.
Yeah.
He said sometimes God will make you to hit the water to see what he will do. Like he brought Moses right to the Red Sea. And they look around here. They say, what? This is a forest. And the desert and the mountains. And behind them, their enemies were coming. Is that the message that you promised us? Is that the land that is filled with milk and honey? You have deceived us. And they were screaming, shouting here and there. But you see, I was thinking the other day, I said, oh, God is great. But I was thinking, I said, if when they encamp at that place, they camp over there. If the Egyptians had not followed them, they would have stayed there. It would have been difficult for Moses to move them. They would have said, we are all right. After all, we are out of the the Egypt and the way they were tormenting and afflicting. It's okay for us. But that was not the program of God. Sometimes when we become a little fine, oh yeah, it's okay. But God has something better for us.
Yeah.
I said, look at Joseph. When he got to the house of Potiphar, things was fine for him over there. Potiphar didn't even know what he had. It was Joseph that knew it.
Yeah.
And everything was at his disposal, fine, but that was not what God had for him. If Potiphar's wife had not falsely accused him, he would have preferred to stay there. But God has something better. And God has something better for us. Remember this. God is more interested in our character than our comfort. God is more interested in you being holy than you being happy. Because he has a purpose for my life and your life. So Joseph had to go to prison for his dreams, for his vision that he had from the beginning. Because sometimes when we have challenges and then we begin to question and, I can't go no further. But that was not your mind before. But when the challenges and trials and things, I think I'm done with them. I say, I'm done with that sister. I'm done with that brother. No. May God help us. Don't lose courage. Trust in the Lord. And there shall be a performance. And I thank the Lord Jesus so much because when he rose again from, you know, remember all the disciples forsook him. Every one of them forsook him. They all ran away. It was only John that was standing there. But the rest of away. But the wonderful thing is, Jesus could have called another set of disciples.
Yes.
He could have called another set. But he didn't do it. Peter, that denied, he said, come here, Peter. You. He gathered them again. Because they were called for a purpose. If he had gone to call other people, then why did he call them in the beginning?
Yeah.
God made the heaven and the earth for a purpose. The Garden of Eden was made for a purpose. Man was made for a purpose.
Yeah.
And God's purpose will never be defeated. That is why God could have washed out Adam and Eve. Clean it. Come on. I will make another creation. But no. He said, I will redeem my creation.
Yeah.
I will redeem my earth. I will redeem everything that he had in the beginning. He will work on it. May God work on us. Bring his word to pass. The purpose why he called. The purpose why he chose us. The purpose why he gave us this life. May we ask for God's grace. Lord, please do your will. No matter what, no matter how, I will cry, whatever. Please, Lord. The purpose of you saving my life, calling me, the work that you started in me, may you bring it to completion.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of it. He always will do it. He will do it. This is his message. We have been called for a purpose. He will do it. As the grace of God overruled the doubt of Zachariah, I pray that let your grace overrule. Let grace come upon me. That no matter what, Lord, you have a purpose. You have a plan. He said, look, Zachariah, my word will come to pass, but you will not speak again. And that will be a sign that my word will come to pass.
Yes, amen.
He went home. Thank God. God closed his mouth. Because if his mouth was open, he would have been giving bad testimonies. Negative. You know, look at what happened to Elizabeth today. This happened, and a man came, he said, his angel Gabriel, and he said, you are going to give birth. God closed his mouth. You either confess the word of God or keep quiet. Our testimonies must be positive. God wants positive testimonies. And that was it. Until the baby was born. Until when they asked Elizabeth, so what is the name that should be given to this boy? Elizabeth said, John. The angel has already mentioned John. But Zechariah could not speak. And they said, no, nobody's called John here and there. Zechariah said, they asked him, he said, give me a table. Give me a slate. And he wrote, John. God will always fulfill his word. Yeah. Immediately he wrote John, his mouth was open. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. He said the right thing. Right. May God help us to make the right confession. Right. Oh, God, listen. God will perform his word. Yeah. He will do it. When they came to the Red Sea and the seas, they were locked up. There was no way out. God came on the scene. Because he was the one that started the Exodus. He was the one that called them out. So when he came to pray, there was confusion. Where do we go here and there? He said, go forward. What are we? Let's go forward with the message of the hour. The word of the Lord. Let's go forward. The Lord will take care of his word. Go forward. God said to Moses, go forward. He said, go. There was danger there. Yeah. The Red Sea was there. There was, what else? He said, go. He said, today, you will hold your peace. He said, be still and know that I am God. He said, I will fight for you. And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. Amen. Go forward. Good. No turning back. Go forward. If grace has brought us this far, if this message has transformed our lives, and changed us and made us what we are by the grace of God. Because the message is not William Branham. The message is Jesus Christ. Amen. If God has done this for us, why are you afraid to go forward? Go forward. Hold on to the word of the Lord. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this shall be a performance. He will make a way where there is no way. And when they went forward, God said to Moses, divide the sea. Huh? It's the rod in your hands. Divide the sea. Hallelujah. He said, what the rod was in the hands of Moses, that is what the name of Jesus Christ is to the church. Yeah. Blessed is he that believeth, for there shall be a performance. When he raised the rod, the Bible says, the waters parted. It has never been done before. But somebody believed the word. Somebody followed instruction. Somebody didn't reason. He just took God at his word. And the Bible said they walk on dry ground. Dry. There was waters over the earth. And when God spoke, the dry land appeared. And the dry land appeared again over there. Oh, there shall be a performance to those who believe. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't limit him. The scripture says, when Elizabeth gave birth, or before she gave birth, Mary had to visit her. Both Elizabeth and Mary, they've had visitation. Something happened. And remember, one was old, one was young. So anybody can experience the supernatural. Irrespective of your age. God healed Elizabeth and Zechariah. God did something supernatural. And God did something supernatural in the life of Mary. That same God is alive today. And the steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. Amen. There was a reason why Mary had to go to Elizabeth. She just, oh, let me see my sister. I've heard this. Because the angel told Mary what has happened to Elizabeth. And she goes to Elizabeth, and Elizabeth had problem. Elizabeth was complaining. Elizabeth was worried. Elizabeth was troubled. And she had a problem. But the visit of Mary took care of that problem. How great is our God? And Mary didn't know Elizabeth was having a problem. But as they went and they were talking and talking and talking, she said, you know what? 6 months now since I took seed, the baby has never moved in my womb. The baby is dead. Huh? No. It's a sister to beware. God is able. You know what? God is alive. And is mindful of you. The work that God has started in your life, God will bring it to pass. God don't give you a promise of a baby at this age and the baby will die, then you will die. No, there is a reason. And why they were conversing and they were talking, we should always encourage one another. No matter how bad the situation is, we should encourage one another and call upon the name of the Lord and trust that the Lord can change in the situation. Can do anything. He is unlimited. And as they begin to talk and they talk and they talk and they call upon the name of the Lord. Mary said, I'm also going to have a child. The angel told me. And my baby will be called Jesus. Jesus. He said the first time that name of Jesus was mentioned by mortal tongue. The dead baby in the womb of the mother came to life. Yes. Hallelujah. He was quickened. Not only came to life, he was filled with the Holy Ghost right in the womb. Because, hallelujah, the angel told Zechariah, the baby will be filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. God is watching over every word of his. Don't try to imagine it. God knows the hour. God knows the time. God knows how it will come to pass. There shall be a performance. Oh, when you read the book of Ezekiel, you go to the valley of the dry bones. And then the Lord took Ezekiel to the valley of the dry bones. And he said, look around. He said, there were very many. And God said to Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? Ezekiel said, thou knowest, please. This is beyond me. Thou knowest. And then the Lord says, prophesy to the dry bones. Yeah. Speak to the dry bones. Yeah. Ezekiel has to obey what the Lord said. Yeah. Ezekiel didn't try to reason, imagine, how can... He said, there were very many. But when he spoke the word, and he said, ye dry bones, come together. He said, there was a mighty noise, a great noise. Yeah. Moving, bone to bone. Maybe one in Gastonia. Somebody heard is in Gastonia. Another part is in Greenville or Greenborough or whatever. And they begin to come together. And they came together. He spoke and life came into them. What can God do? And God said to Ezekiel, son of man, can't I do this to the house of Israel? Can't I do that? Oh, hallelujah. There is nothing that God cannot do. That is why today, we are gathered together. And that is why today there is a nation called Israel. 70 years, bro, there was nothing like that. But today, she's a superpower. God brought them together. In a way that they never thought would be that promised prophecy that had been spoken. That they will be gathered again. But God has his way. When he speaks, he knows when it will come to pass. He knows how he will bring it to pass. Believe God. We shouldn't be reasoning. Amen. We should take God at his word. Yes. Because he's able. He's able. Because he transformed the earth, which was chaotic, confusion, and he made a beautiful garden. Amen. A garden of Eden. May God transform your life, my life, and make a beautiful bride out of us. Amen. A glorious bride. A spotless bride. A bride without wrinkle, without spot. God promise. And God will do it. Amen. There shall be a performance. Amen. To those who believe. So all that we need today, Lord, help me to believe. Amen. Lord, help me to believe. Lord, help me to believe. So that there will be a performance. God bless you.
The Bible says that there be a performance of the word that came from the Lord.
Amen.
In other words, it was not Mary's job to perform the word, and it was not Zechariah's job to perform the word.
Sure.
It was not Elizabeth's job to perform the word. It was God's job to perform the
Amen.
Word. Their job was simply to believe the word, to embrace it and believe it. Now, I will tell you, saints of God, I believe it's a wonderful thing when God overrides our unbelief. When he goes above our unbelief, and he even takes away our voice when it comes to a negative testimony, because he wants us to say the right thing. Sometimes we ought to be praying, Lord, close my mouth, instead of saying the wrong thing. Just close my mouth, take away my voice so I don't say the wrong thing, but rather let me say the right thing, because that's what God wants to hear. He wants to hear a positive confession. He surely does. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus, You Deserve the Glory. You deserve the honor. It's in the key of C, I think it is. If we can pull that up there. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hand, Brother Tim, in worship. As we lift your holy name, yes, you deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. For you are so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. Like you, there is no one else like you. I worship you, Almighty God. Anybody else this evening now for prayer? I'll tell you what, I think it's good to take God at His word and expect that there'll be a performance of His word. God wants you to take him at his word and let him fulfill his promises in your life based on the prayers that you have. So if there's anybody tonight that would have a need, you're certainly welcome to come and we'd be glad to pray for you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is... Turn them up there, Tom. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do, and I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you,
Almighty God.
I worship you, Almighty God, for there is none like you.
Oh, I worship you, O
Prince of Peace. That is why I long to do, and I give you praise, for you are my righteousness.
I worship you,
Almighty God. Spirit leads me on in the power of your love. So, Lord, unveil my eyes. Let me see you face to face. Knowledge of your life power of your love. So hold me close, your love surround me. Bring me near, draw me to your side. Power of your love. Praise the Lord. I appreciate the atmosphere that you've made today just in the house of the Lord. And Sister Ann, if you just play quietly there as we close our service tonight. I appreciate Brother Tim coming by. And you know, Brother Tim and I, we go way back and been preaching together in different places in the world for a long time now. And I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed his ministry and enjoyed the time together. And, you know, he said that he can't do the things like that on the board like I can do. I'll tell you what, I can't go into refugee camps in Liberia and remote, dangerous places like he does. And one of the things last time he was telling us here in Ghana and Nigeria and different places where the robbers will be on the street and they'll, you know, have people killed on the side of the road and have people stop only to rob other people as they come by. And Brother Tim takes the gospel and just travels through and, you know, ministering to tribal people in remote areas and so forth. There's a lot of things he can do that I'm not called to do, I'll tell you that. But we all have a part to play. Our minister brothers are not here tonight. Brother Stephen is up in Virginia. He's up there speaking tonight. And I told him, like I told the other brothers, I said, I'll be praying for you. I pray that God would give you the right words to say, that God will be with your mouth. Because when you're in a position like that, what you say really matters. Matt is in our area here ministering in another church. And Brother John Cockburn and his family are up in Virginia ministering at a or they're visiting with a family up there in a funeral. In a car accident, it's 4 of them in the funeral, and the father and 2 daughters die in that car accident several months ago. And the mother was so critical, she was in the hospital, and is only now able to recover, so she's well enough to attend the memorial for the other 3. The whole family wiped out. How do you go to someone like that? How do you go and say, God bless you, sister, or, you know, we'd be praying for you? Let me tell you, I told him, I said, I pray that God will give you the right words to say. A word in due season in a situation like that. That's hard. That's pretty tough. I can't tell you that I know what that feels like. So you're going in just, you know, just praying that, Lord, anoint me to say the right thing. Anoint me to maybe give a word that'll give comfort down the road. Because people face all kinds of situations. And you know what? Whether it's you know, Matt ministering here or Stephen up in Virginia there and, you know, or John Cochran doing what he's doing or Brother Tim, you know, traveling the world and ministering different places. Listen, God's got ministry because there's so many bride members. And there's bride members who have really unique and difficult needs. But God cares about us. That's why he sends the ministers to minister grace and peace and healing and soothing words. And just to say the right thing at the right time. Let me tell you, it doesn't happen just because God wants his ministers busy. It happens because there's a need. And God's responding to that need. And you got to believe tonight. You got to believe after our services today and the theme here the last little while. You got to believe that your prayers can touch the heart of God. And God hears you and he cares about what you're going through. And what you need to do is believe that even though you can't see him, he hears you and he understands your cry and he's able to send somebody to minister directly to your heart and to your need. You got to trust in God to do that. You got to believe in God to do that. What else can we do? Who else do we turn to? There's nobody understands you like him. There's nobody cares for you like him. There's nobody wants to bless you like he does. And so we have to embrace those words. And I appreciate, you know, Brother Tim saying that so simply there. And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance. God makes the promise very clear. There shall be a performance of these things that are said to you from God. You might doubt things that a candidate says if he's running for office. You might doubt it if, you know, somebody, even your pastor says something, you know, I'll do this for you and I'll do that for you. Hey, there's circumstances that can override that. But I'll tell you something, when God says there'll be a performance of what I said, you can go to the bank with that. You can trust God for that. And that's an important thing for us to hear and to hear over and over again. Because sometimes we get weak in faith and we get cast down and we get discouraged and we look around and we say, well, I don't understand this and I don't understand that. Let me tell you, God knows right where you are. And I would tell you something else. God's got this coming week in His hand already. He's got this coming week for you in His hand already. And He knows exactly how it's going to come out. If I were you, I'd just put my hand in the hand of Him who knows how it's going to come out. Because somehow or another He's going to work all things for good to them that are the called according to His purpose. We want to remember Sister Karen Buchanan tonight. She's got problems with her wrist and her hand, and she's been suffering for a while with that. And was in a car accident yesterday. Not a major accident, but she was in an accident and shook her up yesterday. So we sure want to remember her in prayer tonight. I was looking at the prayer requests here. We have more on the prayer request list than we do have in the church. But you know what? We can never overwhelm God. We can never overwhelm God. We can cast our cares upon Him. He's an inexhaustible fountain of life. Aren't you glad you came to church tonight? I'm glad we came to church tonight. Father, we thank You for Your goodness to us. We thank You for the Word. But not only the Word, but the promise of the performance of the Word. The assurance that You're going to bring it to pass. And Lord, even though we may not always understand, we always believe. Because we are believers. We're called to be believers. We're called, Lord, to have confidence in You. And I pray that that growth of faith and that growth of confidence, Lord, might be a sure thing in our hearts. Lord, we face circumstances. Yes, there are many people that are on this prayer list. And yes, Lord, there are many needs and some of them are very serious and we don't take them lightly. But Heavenly Father, we do believe that You are one who invited us to cast all of our cares upon You because You care for us. Have Your way, I pray, among the people. Bless each one. Bless Brother Tim as he goes his way, Lord. And may God, You just make a way for him throughout the world and just give him mercies and safety and protection, I pray, and prosper his way. We just want to say tonight we love You and we thank You, Lord. Protect all those who are on the highways tonight and traveling. And Lord, may You just minister peace and grace to us through this week because we believe it's already in Your hand. We thank You for it, and we love You. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. How many believe God's doing good things? I'll tell you what, you should have been at our lunch today with our young people. We got into a conversation. It's probably one of the best conversations we ever had with our older young people. When we were talking about real stuff, stuff that matters. And they thought they were going for a free lunch, but they worked the whole time talking. And it was just really tremendous. It was just really good. And I believe a lot of good things are going to come out of that. So I'm just excited about what God has in store. I don't know about you. I'm excited about what God has in store. Amen and amen. We're going to let you go tonight. May God bless you. And let's sing that little chorus. Are you still in C? We're in F. Why don't we go all the way over to C here and sing this tonight? God bless you. Shake one another's hand as you go. And shake Brother Tim's hand as he goes tonight. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. Yes, I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of my Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of my Lord. And with my mouth shall I make known faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of my Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of my Lord. Sing it as you go tonight. God bless you. Sing of the mercies of my Lord forever. I will sing. Yes, I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of my Lord forever. And with my mouth shall I make known faithfulness to all generations. Sing of the mercies of my Lord forever. Oh Lord, 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 you've surely been good to me.
My soul when I was lost, you've surely been good to me. You saved my soul when I was lost, you've surely been good to me. You have done what this world could not do. Oh Lord, 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 you've surely been good to me.